Why did the American deep state build China into a superpower? Any ideas? Any clue? Well, we have the answers right here on the Common Sense Show. We're so glad to be with you. Please share our work far and wide. And yes, I raised a big issue, two big issues yesterday, monumental issues. UN takeover of the United States government coming on Monday and Tuesday. It's only on paper at this point, but it's going to expand. We have more information on that today. And thanks to the eight congressmen who had the guts to come forward, stand on the Capitol steps, and say exactly what I said almost word for word 7 weeks ago. So we're really, really thankful for these people. Can we stop it? Possibly. And like I said, unlike alternative media that's been infiltrated, that just wants to bring you down, beat you over the head, so many things going on, which are all true, but they don't want to give you any hope. In fact, that's their mission, destroy hope. And they're on the payroll. Yeah, exactly. And, Doug Thornton and I were talking about this the other day. Do we come out and expose it? That's the big question. Do we come out and expose it? Who they are, what they are. And I, at this point, we both concluded it's too much of a distraction, but at some point in time, we're not going to be able to care about that. New people that come into this movement, if they see us warring with each other, they won't take any of us seriously. And this is the only reason why, but their damage is becoming noticeable. And what I mean by their damage becoming noticeable is this, is that what would have sent us into a state of actual physical rebellion 40, 50, 60 years ago, because we've been conditioned into a situation of learned helplessness. And I've told this story before. Martin Seligman, famed psychologist, did a horrible experiment. I hate this, but nonetheless, it does teach us. Dogs on electrical grid, he's shocked, he escapes. Phase one. Dogs on electrical grid, they erect barrier around the grid. Dog is shocked repeatedly. Dog can't escape. Eventually, the dog gives up and lays down. And it becomes conditioned that its actions make no difference. And then they remove the barrier, shock the dog. So we're, replicating the conditions of phase one. And the dog lays there and takes it. That's called learned helplessness. And that's exactly what's happened to a lot of the American people. Will there come a time when we'll rise up? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to stop for a quick break here because I did not sleep well last night. I got to be honest with you. I did not. And it's because of what's happening. I feel like a soldier going into battle the next morning. I'm landing at D-Day on Omaha Beach, and I know there's a good chance I may not come out of this alive. And those are the feelings of dread that I personally have. And then, just like every soldier, you have to say, do your job. Just do your job. And that's why we're back here. I know a lot of people are like myself are planning to leave the country. And at some point in time, if I don't wait too long, I will have to too. And I'll be repeating my family history where many of my extended family ancestors escaped the Nazis. I grew up hearing what they did, how they introduced, how the people reacted. The similarities here in America today are undeniable. It's just that people don't know their history. Well, let me continue this after I go through because a lot of you are in chronic pain. I've heard from some when I've talked about my revitalization in the gym because of the NanoSoma spray that you can get at iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. You've heard me talk about that, okay? And I made an amazing turnaround. And three reasons: my determination, mostly God's grace. And number three, that great product. But a lot of you say, well, I have so much pain, Dave, that I can't duplicate what you do. And you're right. Some products, as great as they are, like the NanoSoma spray, they can only take you so far. It's not meant to be a universal, hey, it's going to fix everything type of situation. No, it's not that at all. No product can do that. But this product I'm going to talk to you about can help you with the pain. And I'm not talking opioids. I would never go in that direction. Narcotics? No. And I don't mean illegal narcotics. I mean the type the doctors prescribe. No. Over the counter. If it's narcotic, no. You want something that's not going to make you drowsy, not be addicting, and not give you the feeling of a hangover the next morning. And we have that. It's called Canolidine. And it's produced by Clint Winters. You see, the man, he's not just a great researcher. This guy's, he's a man's man. He's a man's man. He goes, I'm in my 40s and I lift like crazy and I don't hurt. And at my age, what I do, I should be hurting. Yeah. He's right. This product, Canolidine, is fantastic. And here's the deal. They're bringing it to you at the lowest price that they've ever had. They're bringing it to you with an offer of money back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose but the pain. I'm really imploring you to jump on this right now. What you have to do is go to Trikono, C-O-N-O, Trikono.com/Dave Hodges. That's C-O-N-O, Trikono.com/Dave, not Dave Hodges, slash Dave. And what I want you to do is also, if you're on social media, you can click that link. Okay, Trikono, Trikono.com/Dave, and you're on your way, and you're risking absolutely nothing. All right, I want to go back to the central question that I was going through with you. The deep state is loyal to themselves. You are an object to be controlled. You are an object to be manipulated. And when you're no longer useful, these Fabian socialists, which is one of the five pillar ideologies of modern sociology, they'll discard you. This is why in 15-minute cities literature, you see no provisions for the elderly or the handicapped, because they're going to get rid of them. If you don't put more into society than you take out, these people think if you don't put more into my plan than you take out, well, then we're going to get rid of you. If you're in the way, we're going to get rid of you. And they're preparing to get rid of Donald Trump. And I've got more details on that we're going to go over in a later segment in this show today. My goodness gracious, people, this is where the rubber is meeting the road right now. Not only is our nation being given away in 2 days on paper to the United Nations, and that means every aspect of our life will be controlled by external foreigners who are them controlled by the globalist elite. They are preparing to take Donald Trump out at all costs, and they don't care if they have to kill a 500,000 people to do it. And I think that'll probably be their last attempt is when they do mass casualty. But we'll get into that in a later segment. And one of the things that I just want to go back to the original question I asked you is, why do you think China went from nothing? One of the poorest nations on the face of the earth with a military that was a joke, except for sheer manpower. Why would we do that? Because it was us. In fact, it was Al Gore and the DNC. Hello, are you listening to me? Remember back in the 70s? Vice President Al Gore got caught with his hand in the cookie jar and then they buried it. He gave the Silkworm missile technology to China. Do you remember that? And Henry Kissinger is one of them. He always gave the presidents the talk. Remember when they would go into the Oval Office on the first day? And it was public. So it was kind of like, hey, remember John Kennedy? You don't want to end up like him. So here's what you're going to do. And this is what's happened. See, Trump is not someone they can control. Trump backed off a little bit when he got in for his first term. He didn't jail Hillary Clinton, and he was damn sure going to do it. And Kissinger says, you can't touch one of our own. Bad things happen. Well, they told him not to run for re-election. When he killed the TPP, which was effectively world government control over the United States, it only involved 12 nations in this fake trade agreement, but that was real. He came in and immediately killed it. Oh, warning shot right there, baby. He's showing where he's coming from. And then he began to neutralize Afghanistan and the Taliban, where Biden has empowered them. And he began to do a lot of things the globalists want. He wouldn't take the bait on Ukraine. Burisma is part of this Ukrainian arm them all scenario. That's right. It was a black ops run by the CIA. Biden profited from it if he kept his mouth shut. So did Hunter Biden. So did Devin Archer. The Burisma thing, only half the story has been told. We know about their connection to delivering the coronavirus to the Chinese to further weaponize, but that was originally developed in a Ukrainian lab. And we reported on that when this was going on. We weren't behind the eight ball at all on this. The deep state is your enemy. They're your enemy. The same as if they show up at the door and they're armed and they're going to shoot you and everyone in your family and take all your possessions. That's the deep state. That's who they are. And I can't get people to fully see that. Just like 7 weeks ago, I couldn't get people to see the danger the UN and the World Health Organization were going to pose with the summit of the future. And now all of a sudden, I'm getting all kinds of credibility and requests for interviews because of something I said 7 weeks ago and also 6 months ago. And all of a sudden, because eight congressmen parroted what I said, now people want me on their shows. It just, as you can tell right now, I don't chase the glory, I don't chase the attention. I'll go on a show sometimes if I think someone's doing good work and I can help them. Or if I do have information they're genuinely interested in, I don't like doing appearances on shows. I don't. It takes away from what I do. And all I do when I go on a show is parrot what I already know. I gain nothing from it for what the work that I do. But I also figure sometimes maybe people will hear me talk and it might influence some people. And especially a big audience, yeah. Like when John B. Wells calls me and says, "Dave, we had a guest drop out tonight. Can you come on?" Yeah, of course. And I go on shows sometimes that might have 30 listeners if the effort is sincere. And I'll tell you, we just don't have a spirit of fighting. We're learned helpless dogs, is what we've become as a nation. Now, there was a movie out there in 1960 called The Time Machine. Many of you have seen it, it kind of hangs around late night, occasionally gets shown. But The Time Machine is where the main character went from the World War I era in a time machine to 800,000 years in the future. And he found this race of people that lived above ground and these mutated freaks that were the descendants of the survivors of a nuclear war, and they were freakish in their appearance. And they would sound the air raid sirens, they've been around for centuries. And these people above would just mindlessly walk and be cannibalized by the Haitians. You think I'm kidding? All I got to say is, Michael Yon, you might want to pay attention to what he's been saying. You bring Haitians into your neighborhood, eventually you better hide your kids, not just your dogs and cats. All right. Boy, we're covering a lot of things here. In this movie, The Time Machine, the main character falls in love with a girl living above. And so she goes into this vault that automatically closes. It's a bomb shelter. And so he finds a way down in and he's fighting against these so-called Morlocks, the freaks, the survivors of nuclear war. And these people were so passive in the opening scene of the movie. This girl in question, she was actually being swept away by waters, and no one tried to help her. All they did was watch her, and this guy who just arrived, he saved her. These people didn't even have the compunction and the wherewithal to save a human being in distress. So when he's down there, he punches one of the Morlocks, keels over dead. And then the other human males that are there watch him fight. And then they look at their fist, they well it up, and then they start punching Morlocks, and the revolution is on. The message I'm giving you here is, can we overcome learned helplessness in time as a nation? Perhaps. There's some brave people out there doing brave things, very brave people, and I'm hoping that we'll begin to emulate what these people do. They're standing up to tyranny every single day. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Paul Gosar, who's not been in the best of health, but he's been very active in the past. And I know that he'll return to form. But these people are champions. Josh Hawley, you know who they are. There aren't very many of them. But they're showing us to take on the mob and stand up to them. And when the UN tries to complete this deal and go to administration of the deal, it's time to fight. I don't promote insurrection against my government, but when it's no longer my government and foreigners are on my soil policing me, no, those are my enemy. We're now at war. That's my line in the sand. I will not submit to a foreign authority. Now, how does China enter into this? This is why I brought China up in the beginning. The Chinese are your occupation forces. The terrorists that they let in here that we constantly hear testimony about, they are going to be the disruptors, like the TDA gang, the Sinaloas. They're going to be the disruptors making martial law necessary. But the other side's afraid that the military will only go so far in policing the American people. Here come the Chinese. 10,000 a month, they're coming in, all males, and you can tell they're military. You see them in lines with Border Patrol handing papers. Whoever seen an illegal with papers? And then they put their backpack down by their right foot. They stand at parade arrest. They're clearly military. Reports they're going on to Camp Pendleton, being trained by NCOs that are pissed off they got to do it. We've named a number of sources on this. We have contributed to these Chinese that will one day occupy this nation and act with extreme prejudice towards American citizens. I'll remind you of the Wei Fang speech that John Moore and I and the late Paul Martin exposed, leaked speech transcript of Wei Fang Defense Minister 2017 speaking to the Central Planning Committee of the CCP. And he says, we're going to take America for its resources, and we're not going to cohabitate. In other words, extermination of everybody. The only question they left open 7 years ago is what do we do with the 14 million Chinese people in America? Some thought they were too far gone to Americanize, they have to be eliminated. Some thought, no, we can turn them. That was the only open question. They are coming here to exterminate you. This is their national policy. And the four defense ministers before Wei Fang basically parroted the same intent. Now, Xi Jinping, because this speech got widely spread, I wrote a five-part series on it, for example. John Moore did a number of broadcasts on it. Xi Jinping has toned it down a little bit, but the intention is still the same. Why are they sending these troops here? How do they get here? You don't get out of China without their permission. Their government is placing them here because they are the de facto world policemen, and they are going to rule with extreme prejudice, and they're going to kill as many Americans as possible. And that leads into this UN agreement. It's all part of the same deal because now we bring in an agreement I've talked to you many times about recently because I see it coming, called the Kigali Principles. You can look this up, Kigali. And I hope we don't have to wait another 7 weeks till people wake up to this, because I've been talking about this since 2016 when Obama put us into it illegally, because it constitutes a treaty, but he bypassed the normal Senate approval that you have to have with a supermajority, two-thirds. Two-thirds have to approve it. But he said, well, we're just going to go into it. And he and John Kerry crafted the agreement, which says that anytime leader of a country like Biden or Harris, they want to call in the UN, they can call in the UN. Well, the UN is here. It's called the Chinese. And they're adding to the force every single day. And they're going to be extremely well armed. And this is what we're facing. And I know what you're saying. Holy crap, could this possibly be true? Kigali. And they can come in for any reason. And you heard yesterday, Representative Good, you heard him on the Capitol steps right here on this channel. You heard him say that any excuse to declare an emergency and then do the lockdown, martial law. And he went through a litany of things, a gun control crisis, climate change crisis, a pandemic. He went through it all. He went through it all. What I'm hoping to do is to wake people up enough to where we will rise up and defend ourselves when it's time. And it's almost time. Now, if this agreement goes away and we just have bad government with bad Kamala breaking every rule in the book, well, no, we can go to more passive means for resistance. I will not lead insurrection against my government. I will lead political rebellion, which is what we're doing right now, trying to get Trump elected if we can keep him alive. So that's the role of the Chinese. Now, going back to the original question, this is not a new idea. Nixon was a globalist puppet to a point. Nixon, his Secretary of State was Kissinger. Need I say more? What a joke that is. Kissinger talked about controlling food, you control people, and blah, 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 starve them into submission. We got to wipe out the third world. They're useless eaters. His words, not mine. We started to feed China stuff. I talked about Al Gore and the Silkworm missiles in the 70s. The normalization with China started in the 60s. They were kept out of the UN for decades, in case you don't know that. And we just modernized China. We gave them all kinds of money. We funded their military. We built that up. We did the ghost cities to try to modernize factories. We did terrible things to our economy to force businesses like Walmart to go to China. And we built China. Now, why do you want to do that? Why do you want to build China? Because the military industrial complex, i.e., the deep state, plus their global financial interests associated with it, always need an enemy. There was a brief time there after the fall of the Soviet Union. We reigned supreme, and all we had to worry about was a terrorist here or there, but we reigned supreme. We had no one that could challenge us. The Cold War was over, and China was not yet a threat to the United States. We were out of Vietnam, okay? Everything was reasonably good by today's standards. Everything was great. But we have to build up the enemy because we have to give them weapons so we have weapons. We have to make them antagonistic so we can be antagonistic and build more weapons. We have to encourage them to make threats against the United States so we can even build more weapons and make more money and pay for my kids' braces. I mean, this is the deep state military industrial complex. And what the hell do you think? Dwight D. Eisenhower, 1960, 1960, beware of the military industrial complex. Its presence is unprecedented. It means this crap's never happened before. It's unwarranted, he said, which means it's unconstitutional. And it is. And he went into some detail about it. You had to listen to his entire speech. 1960. And I'll say this again because I've said this before, but to give you more historical context, the deep state building up China at this time, because the Russians, when the fall of the Russian Empire came and their economy collapsed, they went totally black market under the KGB, which became the Russian Mafia, which Putin arose out of. That was underway there, but they were no threat. We got to build a threat, so we're going to make it China. This is treason. This is treason. We gave them backdoor access to our technology in many cases so they could duplicate it and put it into weapon systems like with guided missiles. The coming out party for the deep state was 1963 when they murdered John Kennedy. Eisenhower probably warned Kennedy, don't do this. Don't do what you're going to do. I guarantee you he warned him because his speech says he fully understood what was going on. The other thing that I find interesting that in the 50s in California, we have a series of dams and they all contained a mini nuke, Most people don't know this. Paul Preston and I've had this discussion on air. He's fully aware of this because of his proximity to the Oroville Dam, which threatens to overflow and destroy an entire region of the state, seemingly about every 6 months. But Oroville Dam was part of this dam system that could flood fields because they could blow the dams up. Now, everyone said this was to prevent against Russian invasion, like having the interstate highway so they could move military equipment fast. This is Eisenhower too. That's incorrect. That's incorrect. A land invasion, they believed, was going to come from China because they had the manpower to do it. Russia did not. Those dams in California. Yeah. Now, what did Traitor Newsom do as governor? He's decommissioning the dams. They're emptying them. Why? Because he's China's best friend. He's a stooge for China, just like Pelosi, just like Harris, just like Biden, just like every one of these stooges. They don't want to impede Chinese military action. And this is why you see this in the western half of the United States and not the eastern half. This is deep state, been planning this for a long time. They want to profit on the arms race. They want to profit on the coming war. They want to profit on the reparations and evolve into world government. And they're laying the foundation Monday and Tuesday at the United Nations in the Summit of the Future. You know, and it's kind of a lonely place to be when you know that people like me know more about this than well-meaning people in our government. I could tell from the speech that were given by several congressmen yesterday, I could tell they have a basic understanding, and maybe they kept it simple so they didn't lose a dumbed-down America, but they didn't get into some really important details. They can medically quarantine you, which means political prisoner camp under a guise. This is how we got to where we are. The deep state is at the pinnacle right now, and either they're going to win and totally destroy what was the republic and install their communist utopia, or we're going to push them back. And it might be generations before they get another chance. Now, I do believe they bring in CBDC and all the other things. That starts tribulation, mark of the beast. Doesn't mean that we have to go down that road. Some people are just throwing up their hands and giving up. And I say that's the wrong approach. Oh, I don't care. I can't support either candidate. Let me tell you this, Trump will not put you in a FEMA camp and kill you. The other side will. But for no other reason other than self-preservation, you should be standing up to these animals. And you got to get Donald Trump elected and keep him alive. And I'll tell you this, I think J.D. Vance is dynamic enough to carry the burden if Trump were to be killed. And I think he could win an election. And I don't think the slippage would be enough to allow them to cheat enough. By the way, I just saw something really interesting, and I couldn't tell you the organization. The names jumped out of my head, but I saw a video presentation from a group that analyzes polls, and they do it statistically. So now they're speaking my language, and I go, man, these guys are good. You don't see this kind of stuff out there in the public domain very often. And they made the really complicated very simple into layman's terms. You know what they found with the polling? All the major pollsters, ABC, NBC, Reuters, AP, blah, blah, their accuracy of prediction with their polls is at the frickin' bottom. The best ones are the ones that you never hear. Rasmussen came in number three. The other two jumps out of my head, but that's why it jumps out of my head. I never heard of them before, but you looked at their historical data. And you know what they're saying about the election? They have Trump ahead by a minimum of 12 points with a 75% chance of winning. I got good sources. Its job is to know this, and they're in a capacity with the government. They say Kamala Harris has between an 8 to 12% approval rating. The rest is hype. Yeah. Folks, the shit's ready to hit the fan. And I wanted you to know the score. And you're going to have Chinese racing over this country after terrible disruption by the terrorists that are here. Why do you think that you hear these reports in Congress? This terrorist was let in, and then he murdered this lady after he raped her. And he had deported him because he was a terrorist. He's a terrorist. He's dedicated to killing people. Should have been given the death penalty. But no, we just let him back in again. This is intentional. TDA is intentional. I don't know why the mayor of Aurora, the governor of Colorado, the mayor of Chicago, the governor of Illinois, I don't know why none of these people stand up to this tyranny with the TDA gang. The only one he has is a judge in El Paso that shut down a hotel they took over. And she gave a show cause hearing, I think 30 days from now. Why do they stand down? And I'll tell you, it's simple. Bribery or blackmail? Bribery or blackmail? This is where we're at. This is either going to be our D-Day or our Waterloo. And my fear is we'll sleep our way right into Waterloo. People won't give this a seriousness. Let me tell you, if I would have had the evidence, let's say in 1980, okay? If I'd have had the evidence that I had for this Summit of the Future that was publicly available information that I showed and I talked about, if I would have talked about this in 1980 and had credibility with, yeah, you can go and read it right here at this site. This is their own words. In 1980, people would have been in the streets. Today, most people are sitting on their thumbs. And then you have eight Congress people come out and say the US government's being given away next Monday. And what happens? Crickets chirping in the mainstream media. People just rolling over. It's another event to be ignored on the news. It's like a robbery in a gas station on the other side of town. Doesn't affect me. Well, it is going to affect you, but most people don't know that. I hope you share this far and wide because we're going to have two levels here. I'll make this really clear. Actually, it's three. One is the giveaway of our country on paper, abrogating our sovereignty to a foreign body. Actually, World Health Organization, IMF, UN. So we're actually giving it away to three bodies. So that's phase one. Phase two is the domestic terrorism that's ready to come to our shore. I have a family member that I don't talk to about these things. And quite frankly, they don't follow me, and they're probably mentally healthier for doing it. But they said to me the other day when I saw them, I think we're going to have widespread terrorism with all that we're letting in. This is someone who's apolitical, and they're seeing it. That's phase two. Phase three, Chinese occupation on behalf of the UN. Get ready. Train, prep, and pray. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. You need the food, go to preparewithdave.com. Good luck to everybody. I hope we wake up in time.